coming from the University of Winnipeg, Centennial Hall, fourth and a half floor, sandwiched between the toxic smell of microwaved popcorn toppings and the sound of flushing toilets, you have reached the windowless paradise that is CKUW 95.9 FM. Listener-driven radio with a little something for everyone.
CKUW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg.
Hey there. The time is 2 p.m. and you're listening to Barking Dog on CKUW. I'm your host, Juliana Young, here to play you 2 hours of folk and roots music. I hope you can keep the dial tuned to 95.9 FM. We'll begin the show this week with a birthday. Joni Mitchell was born 81 years ago today. This is her version of the traditional American folk song John Hardy, based on the life of a rail yard worker who was living in West Virginia in the spring of 1893 and likely got into a drunken argument during a craps game and killed a man. He was subsequently found guilty of murder and hanged on January 19, 1894. This was recorded at the radio station CFCQ in Saskatoon, Saskatchewan in 1963.
John Hardy was a fighting man, carried a razor every day. Well, he killed a man in Mobile Town. You ought to see my Johnny get away. Ought to see my Johnny get away. Well, get away. So drunk he could not see. Long came a man with a warrant in his hand, crying, Johnny boy, why don't you come with me? Johnny boy, why don't you come with me? Well, get away, get away. Poor John, poor John. John Hardy had a pretty little girl, kept her dressed in blue. Saw her in the hanging crowd, crying, Johnny boy, I'll be true to you. Johnny boy, I'll be true to you. Well, get away, get away, poor John, poor John. I've been to the north and I've been to the south, been this whole world round. Well, I've lived in the east and I've lived in the west, this will be my burying ground. This will be my burying ground. Yes, I've been this wide world over. Yes, I've been this whole world round. And I've been to the river, and I've been baptized. Get away, get away, poor John, poor John, poor John.
And flows of angel's hair, ice cream castles in the air, and feather canyons everywhere. I've looked at clouds that way. Now they only block the sun. They rain and snow on everyone. So many things I would have done. But clouds got in my way. I've looked at clouds from both sides now. from up and down, and still somehow it's clouds, illusions I recall. I really don't know clouds at all. Moons and Junes and Ferris wheels, the dizzy dancing way you feel as every fairy tale comes real. I look at love that way. Now it's just another show. You leave them laughing when you go. And if you care, don't let them know. Don't give yourself away. I've looked at love from both sides now, from give and take, and still somehow it's love's illusions I recall. I really don't know love at all. Dreams and schemes and feeling proud to say I love you right out loud. Tears and fears and circus crowds. I've looked at life that way. Friends are acting strange. They shake their heads. They say I changed. Well, something's lost, but something's gained. In living every day, I've looked at life from both sides now, from win and lose, and still somehow it's life's illusions I recall. I really don't know life at all.
It's a paved paradise. They put up a parking lot with a big hotel, a boutique, and a swinging hot spot. Now don't it always seem to go that you don't know what you got till it's gone? They paved paradise, they put up a parking lot. They took all the trees, put them in a tree museum. They charge the people $1.50 just to see them. And don't it always seem to go that you don't know what you got till it's gone? And they pay paradise, put up a parking lot.
La 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 la.
Hey, farmer, farmer, put away that DDT now.
Give
Give me the spots on my apples, but leave me the birds and the bees, please.
Now don't it always seem to go that you don't know what you got till it's gone? They pay paradise and they put up a parking lot.
Ooh, la, la.
Last night, she heard the screen door slam, and the big yellow taxi took away her old man. How about that? Well, don't it always seem to go that you don't know what you got till it's gone, and they pay paradise, put up a parking lot.
Ooh, la, 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 la.
They pay paradise, put up a parking lot. Pay paradise, put up a parking lot.
Some parks, plant some trees.
That was Kep Moe with Big Yellow Taxi. He's a Grammy-winning musician based in Nashville who's been playing professionally since the 70s. That one's off his 2001 album, Big Wide Grin. Joni Mitchell released the song in 1970. We heard another song by Joni Mitchell before that, performed by Dave Van Ronk, called Both Sides Now. Mitchell wrote this song around 1966, and Van Ronk recorded a version with his band the Hudson Dusters during a brief foray into rock music, and that was the first commercial release of the song. He and Mitchell first met in Winnipeg in 1965, when they both appeared on a TV program hosted by Oscar Brand called Let's Sing Out. They later became friends when Mitchell moved to New York, and he stated that he thought she was the single most talented artist to come out of the 60s folk revival. Mitchell said that his version of Both Sides Now was her favorite recording of the song. We heard Joni Mitchell before that with John Hardy. We'll hear one now from Barbara Dane. She died on October 20th at the age of 97. She was a folk, jazz, and blues singer from Detroit whose voice was described by Time magazine as pure, rich, rare as a 20-carat diamond. Though she was invited to tour with the jazz guitarist Elvino Ray's band as a teenager, she turned him down to instead sing at factory gates, in union halls, and at demonstrations for racial equality, and she remained an activist for the rest of her life. This song, Ramblin', is by Woody Guthrie, with music based on Goodnight Irene by Leadbelly. Her version is from her 1962 album, When I Was a Young Girl.
Ramblin' round your city, ramblin' round your town. I never meet a friend I know as I go ramblin' around, as I go ramblin' around. My sweetheart and my parents I left in my old hometown. I'm out to do the best I can as I go rambling around. I go rambling around. peach trees, they are loaded. The limbs are bending down. I pick them all day for a dollar, boys, as I go rambling around. I go rambling around. Sometime the fruit gets rotten, it falls down on the ground. There's a hungry mouth for every peach as I go rambling around, boys. I go rambling around. City, rambling around your town. I never meet a friend I know as I go rambling around, boys. I go rambling around. My mother hoped that I would be a girl of some renown, but I am just a refugee. I go rambling around. I go rambling around.
I've never been that strong on beginning. Guess I'm always rehearsing my part in the end. Green to brown it goes, a hard blue frost in summer clothes. Another day, another way of falling down again. And every ending takes a payment from me. Half moon hung up high and dry above me. It's hard to build a life around a tired heart. Night's too long, the air's too thin. The songs I used to play, I sat down to sing today. But the lines that once were mine wouldn't let me in. My body feels like driftwood on the shoreline. All gray and far away, like it's hardly even mine. to Elimination Day. And here's to the things I should never say. Now only the simplest music moves me. Nothing's gonna improve me. But time on my own, somewhere in my mind, there's a voice that's singing, by and by, I'm going home, I'm going home, I'm going home. I'm going home, I'm going home, I'm going home. I'm going home, I'm going home, I'm going home.
Jerron Paxton with It's All Over Now. He's a contemporary Los Angeles musician whose style draws from recordings made before World War II. That song is from his new album, Things Done Changed, which came out on October 18th. He wrote it when he was 16. Before that, we heard a brand new one from the Winnipeg artist Star Thistle called Elimination Day. And before that, Barbara Dane with Ramblin'. Here's one from Bruce Coburn, a singer-songwriter and guitarist from Ottawa who's been playing professionally for over 40 years. This song, Soul of a Man, is by Blind Willie Johnson, who first recorded it in 1930. This version is from Coburn's 2009 live album, Slice of Life.
Children can tell me what different countries, traveled to the furthest lands, couldn't find nobody could tell me.
This is Sean Henderson, and you're listening to Barking Dog on CKUW 95.9 FM.
Nothing that I know. Baby, give yourself a rest. Out of danger, take your time. I'm no stranger, but I cannot read your mind. It's been so long since I was all the things I could be. There is no song that will tell you just what you should be. Morning comes without a word. Seasons take their time. You are what you are, and so am I. While the moon is setting and the sun climbs, baby, you don't have to try. To try. is all the things that could be. There is no song that will tell you just what you should be. But morning comes without a word. Seasons take their time. You are what you are, and so am I. While the moon is setting and the sun climbs, baby, you don't have to try. Morning and an Oldsmobile coming down the road. Stars still shining in the west. Something I should tell you, but it's nothing that I know. Baby, give yourself a rest. Baby, give yourself a rest. Baby, give yourself some rest.
He's too late.
Thomas Fraser with The Last Thing on My Mind. He was a Scottish fisherman and farmer who left behind thousands of home recordings when he died in 1978, the majority of which were country and blues songs. His grandson rediscovered the tapes and released the first album of his music in 2002, followed shortly after by two more albums. That was from the 2012 album For the Sake of Days Gone By. The song's by Tom Paxton, who wrote it in the early 60s based on the traditional song The Leaving of Liverpool. Before that, we heard Antonia Lamb with Morning and an Oldsmobile. She was a musician, dancer, actor, writer, and astrologer who was active in the Greenwich Village and L.A. folk scenes of the 1960s. That one's from her 1978 debut album, Easy to Love Her. And before that, Bruce Coburn with Soul of a Man. You're listening to Barking Dog on CKUW. I'm your host, Juliana Young, and we'll hear one now from Zainab Shott. She was only a teenager when she began recording, and her music was some of the first in the English language to bring attention to the Palestinian struggle. The lyrics to this song, Don't Ask Me the Impossible, are a translated poem written by the Palestinian writer Fuzi El Asmar in 1970. Schott wrote the song in 1975.
Don't ask me the impossible. Don't ask me to hunt the stars, walk through the sun. Don't ask me to empty the sea, to erase the day's light. I'm nothing but a man. Don't ask me the impossible. Don't ask me to hunt the stars, walk through the sun. Don't ask me to empty the sea, to erase the day's light. I'm nothing but a man. Don't ask me to abandon my eyes and my love. Don't ask me to forsake the memories of my childhood. I was raised under an olive tree. I ate figs up my orchard, drank wine from the sloping vineyards, tasted cactus fruits in the valleys, and more, yes, more.
I learned about this place I call my country. I learned about the revolution, how we got this liberty, how we won the right to protest, to assemble as we like, to set up in a public place and speak into the mic. And nowhere in the document does it say that you need a license in order to play. The Constitution is my permit. It's right there in black and white. You can read it in the First Amendment, in the U.S. Bill of Rights. Say that to a cop, they might arrest you. Enforcing that ordinance is what they do. Like in 1914, the Wobblies then were beaten and arrested again and again. Just for standing on a soapbox and keeping it real, they got to find out how a billy club feels. The Constitution is my permit. It's right there in black and white. You can read it in the First Amendment, in the U.S. Bill of Rights. Now from New York to Chicago, 2024, right there by the lake shore. permits to protest systematically denied, rejected as soon as people applied, coming up with excuses as the powers that be always seem to do here in the land of the free. The Constitution is my permit. It's right there in black and white. You can read it in the First Amendment, in the U.S. Bill of Rights. The Constitution is my permit. It's right there in black and white. You can read it in the First Amendment, in the U.S. Bill of Rights. You can read it in the First Amendment, in the U.S. Bill of Rights.
In 1884, half-breed horsemen knocking at the back door. Louie, you're wanted by the people. The people are hungry, people need food. Down the traders and the buffalo skinner, the sound of back from where they came and bring the good days back again right now. Send them back in and fight right now. There's a half-breed scout that a firefight can. Then on the fastball, Big Bear, if you wear your jersey in his bag, then told them there he was, laying on the window. The people are hungry, they just stand a dying now. Well, the priests are upset and the agents up and angry. Letters are fine for me to see the water wall. Better stop the man, no matter what the cost is. Louis Riel is putting down the system. He did defeat it for Rome in the jailhouse now. Old Middleton's led the Fish Creek fight. They're running like the devil from the half-breed mine. Beaten by the breeze who left the lost. Showed up later at the town of Atasha with a Gatling gun. They're ripping up the ground and a half-breed bullet shaking up the sky. It's sure a good day to stand to die right now. Against oppression, and we're fighting right now.
With Louis Riel. He was a Mi'kmaq musician, film director, and politician from Montreal. That one's off his 1972 self-titled album. Before that, we heard David Rovix with The Constitution Is My Permit. He's a topical singer-songwriter based in Oregon who's been playing since the 1990s. That one's from his new album, Jabalia. And before that, we heard Zainab Shott with Don't Ask Me the Impossible. We'll hear one now from Gordon Lightfoot. This song, Ballad of Yarmouth Castle, was recorded live in Ottawa in 1966 and released in 1973. It was his first shipwreck song, and he'll talk about it in greater detail before he performs it. Interestingly, the shipwreck occurred on November 13, 1965, almost exactly 10 years before the Edmund Fitzgerald sank.
Thank you very much. I don't, as long as Robert Service wrote it, it's not in bad taste.
And this is a song of mine which I've written, which is sort of like an epic, which I mean is it's a story. And I played it for Ian Tyson. He said, "My God, you've written an epic." He said, so I'm calling it an epic. It's a song about a ship. It's going down well with the audience. That's her. I'm going to tell you about it. This song is about the cruise ship Yarmouth Castle, which sank on the way from Miami to Nassau about 6 weeks ago, or 2 months ago. And the thing about the ship was that it was registered in Panama, and that way it avoided the American navigation laws for safety. The fire equipment was inadequate. And anybody that knew ships knew that it was an old ship and that it should have been under repair, extensive repair, or it should have been off the sea. And the fact that the captain left the wreck at the height of the emergency caused a few eyebrows to raise here and there. And the only way that the 350 people who were saved, and there were 85 people that went down with the ship, most of them trapped below decks, the only reason they were saved was because the ship was being followed by another cruise ship called the Bahama Star, which took off the people as they jumped overboard. This is a song called The Ballad of the Yarmouth Castle. Well, it's 4 o'clock in the afternoon. The anchors have been weighed. From Miami to Nassau, she's bound across the waves. She's heading south to Biscayne Bay into the open sea. Yarmouth Castle, she's dying and don't know it. Now the many years she's been to sea, she's seen the better times. She gives a groan of protest as they cast away her lines. And the grumble of her engines and the rust along her spine tells the castle she's too old to be sailing. But the sands run out within her heart, a tiny spark glows red and smolders through the evening, there's laughter overhead. Well, the dinner's served and the cards are dealt and the drinks are passed around, while deep within the fire starts a-burning. Now it's midnight on the open sea and the moon is shining bright. Some people join the party and others say goodnight. There's many who are sleeping now, it's been a busy day. And the tiny wisp of smoke is arising. Oh Lord, she groans, I'm burning, let someone understand. But her silent plea is wasted in the playing of the band. Everybody's dancing on the decks and they're having such a time. And a voice says, shut up and deal, I'm losing. Deep within the Yarmouth Castle, the fire begins to glow. It leaps into the hallways and climbs and twists and grows. Now the paint she wore to keep her young, oh Lord, how well it burns. And soon that old fire is a-raging. Now beneath the bridge she's climbing fast, the captain stands aloft. He calls up to the bosun, says, bosun, we are lost. Now the ragged hose is in the racks, no pressure do they hold. And the people down below are a-dying. All amidships, oh, she's blazing now, she's spreading fore and aft. And the people are a-scrambling as the fire blocks their path. Now the evil smoke surrounds them and they're falling in the tracks. And the captain in his lifeboat is a-leaving. ship, a hammer star comes steaming through the night. She sees the castle blazing, and 'tis a terrible sight. Jump down, her captain cries, we'll save you if we can. And the paint on his funnels is a-frying. God help the ones who sleep below and cannot find the way. Thank God for those we rescue upon this awful day. Now the heroes, they are many, but the times are growing slim. For now from stern to bow, she's a-blazing. Yarmouth Castle's moaning, she's crying like a child. You can hear her if you listen above the roar so wild. Is she crying for the ones who lie within her molten sides, or crying for herself, I'm a-wondering? But the living soon will rescue the ones who live to tell. And from the star they watched her as she died there in the swells. Like a toy ship on a mill pond, she burned all through the night. Then slipped beneath the waves in the morning.
Little feather in the corner, give your papa a little smile. Don't call for your mama, 'cause she's gone for a little while. She spent her days to please us, and we pay her with a cry. But now our way of living, we are children when we die. Little feather, keep on smiling, some more moments for your dad. Your mama was a dreamer for the things we never had. You'll soon be big feather, you'll be growing to a man. Don't forget what mama told you, this is still your native land. Little flowers and daisy rails tickled our feet as we strolled along on that morning where little feathers mama slept. I was feeling very low, little feather didn't know that heavy secret in my soul I always kept. I've been waiting for a year when he'd shed a morning tear for a mama that we lost at 24. It's not wrong to shed a tear, it's not wrong to share a tear as we sat by the squeaking swinging door. Little feather in the corner, give your papa a little smile. Don't call for your mama, 'cause she's gone for a little while. She spent her days to please us, and we pay her with a cry. But now our way of living, we are children when we die. Little feather, keep on smiling for a moment for your dad. Your mama was a dreamer for the things we never had. You'll soon be big feather, you'll be growing to a man.
Don't forget what Mama told you. This is still your native land.
The Cold Green Element. At the end of the garden walk, the wind and its satellite wait for me. Their meaning I will not know until I go there, but the black-hatted undertaker who passing saw my heart beating in the grass is also going there. Hi, I tell him. A great squall in the Pacific blew a dead poet out of the water who now hangs from the city's gates. Crowds depart daily to see it and return with grimaces and incomprehension. If its limbs twitched in the air, they would sit at its feet peeling their oranges. And turning over, I embrace like a lover the trunk of a tree, one of those for whom the lightning was too much and grew a brilliant hunchback with a crown of leaves. The ailments escaped from the labels of medicine bottles are all fled to the wind. I've seen myself lately in the eyes of old women, spent streams mourning my manhood, in whose old pupils the sun became a blood smear on broad catalpa leaves, and hanging from ancient twigs, my murdered selves spark the air like the muted collisions of fruit. A black dog howls down my blood, a black dog with yellow eyes. He too, by someone's inadvertence, saw the blood smear on the broad catalpa leaves. But the furies clear a path for me to the worm who sang for an hour in the throat of a robin. And misled by the cries of young boys, I am again a breathless swimmer in that cold green element.
That was Irving Layton with The Cold Green Element. He was one of several Montreal poets who redefined the post-war Canadian literary scene of the mid-20th century, rejecting the Victorianism of the previous generation. That one's from the 1957 album Six Montreal Poets. He wrote it in 1954. Before that, we heard Peter Frank with Little Feather. He was a singer-songwriter and bush pilot from Wamakuk First Nation in Nova Scotia. That one was recorded in Halifax in 1977, and it was included on the Grammy-nominated 2014 compilation album Native North America. Before that, we heard Gordon Lightfoot with Ballad of Yarmouth Castle. You're listening to Barking Dog on CKUW. I'm your host, Juliana Young. And if you want to get in touch with me, you can reach me at ckuwbarkingdog@gmail.com or at my website, juliannacyoung.com. Here's one from Jesse Fuller. He was an American one-man band born in Georgia in 1896. He could play multiple instruments simultaneously, using a harmonica holder to hold a harmonica, a kazoo, or a microphone, playing guitar, and tap dancing or soft shoeing as he played. Though he had already learned two styles of guitar by the age of 10, he only decided to try making a living from music in the early 1950s. He started by working locally in clubs and bars in San Francisco and other nearby cities, but became better known by performing on TV, and in 1954, when he was 58, Fuller recorded his first album. This one, You're No Good, is off his 1972 album, Brother Lowdown, though he first released it on his 1963 album, San Francisco Bay Blues, as Crazy About a Woman.
Crazy about a woman living in the neighborhood.